This episode features Vidalia as herself and David Moody as the interviewer. This podcast is edited and directed by David Moody and is distributed using the RSS broadcasting website. Thanks for listening, and here is the first episode. Log number 001. Log start. Welcome to the Everett Foundation. Please state your name for the record.
Vidalia?
I'll call you V. Tell me about yourself. Do you paint, play sports, read, write, study history, go water skiing? What do you do in your pastime?
I like movies.
Really? What types of movies? Sci-fi, fantasy, nonfiction, thriller?
Anything, as long as it's got Venus Extravaganza in it. She's supposed to star in a new film later this year. Everyone's talking about it.
Oh, yes. It's quite the Venus Extravaganza. Who's that?
Don't tell me you haven't heard of Venus Extravaganza. He's only one of the greatest influencers of the era. Influential, controversial, and inspiring all in one person.
I apologize, but I need to make a phone call.
Okay then.
Yes, Diana. Could you have the files on Miss Vina Extravaganza sent to my office? No, the interviewing office, not the recreational one. Of course, we can still have Monopoly Monday tomorrow. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I'll talk to you later. Yes. Thank you.
Where did that come from?
The archive. Diana's just a darling. She sends me everything I need whenever I ask. And, in return, I let her absolutely murder me in Monopoly. She's very good at Monopoly.
But it just appeared there.
Don't think about it too hard. I've burst a blood vessel once, trying to understand how the technology works. Now, let's see. Aha! Venus Extravaganza was an influential transgender artist, yada yada yada. Her default timeline suggesting she was murdered in the year 1988. How peculiar. So, she survives in your universe and lives on to be in more movies?
Well, she started as a drag queen and did some Vogue. But she stars in a few sci-fis, actually. And then she makes a guest appearance in Euphoria.
Oh, really? How interesting. Well, V, I hate to tell you this, but you'll be missing the premiere of Miss Extravaganza's newest film.
What? You're keeping me captive? I get that you kidnapped me, but why do you have to...
It's sort of a long story.
I'm a good listener.
Well, this is the Everett Foundation. We exist on the next layer of reality.
Which is...
Well, you have a 2D film, like a cartoon. And then there is the 3D world that we move about and explore. Then there is the 4D world, which consists of time travel and whatnot. Finally, well, not finally, but for now that wording will suffice. We have 5D, the multiverse.
Alternate realities. I think I understand.
You do?
It's not too different to one of Venus Extravaganza's movies. The sci-fi ones, I mean. I've left my universe, so I can't just go back.
A universe is like a pyramid, and the people are the foundation, yes. We extracted you as a randomly selected individual, and then used some mumbo-jumbo, bibbidi-bobbidi technology to reset your universe, replacing you with another you. This is you, exactly the same as the one sitting in front of me, except she never gets abducted. Sorry about all this, by the way.
I've had worse happen.
anyways, we replace you, but we can't just send you home. Then there's two of you, and it's like trying to go past light speed. You just can't. And when we kill the other you, because of the quantum physics of multiversal causality, your death is more effective than when you're pulled from your universe.
Taking me out is a flick in the cheek, but killing me is a punch to the gut.
Exactly. So we can't send you back, nor can we re-replace you. So, sorry to say this, but you work for us now.
Well, that's no biggie. At least everyone back home isn't missing me. My life is just extra interesting.
You know, people usually would be freaking out and trying to tear their way out of our little pocket dimension here. They don't even know where the exit is. They just panic and run around until we catch them.
Well, I think about it this way. I can't go home, and I can't just go to another dimension. It's like when there's nowhere else to go in a maze. This is where I have to go, so there's no point in running.
Well, how do you know everything I say is factual? How do you know I haven't been talking out of my ass this whole time?
Oh, I don't. But if I find out you have been, then I'll stab you in the knees.
You're very intimidating. You know that?
I know. So if I have to stay here, what shall I be doing? Paperwork?
I actually had another job in mind. How about you work for me?
What? For you?
Yes, you'd be perfect. The right amount of spunk and nonchalant attitude is exactly what I look for. My last secretary got injured a while ago and was moved to a different post, so the paperwork has been piling up.
Okay. How long would I be working for you?
Well, as long as you can. Once you head down to the induction department, you'll be given an extended lifespan, and your inner biology will be reworked a bit. So you basically only really need to eat one meal a day and sleep for 2 or 3 hours.
Wow. I mean, that sounds like a lot of surgery?
Oh, no. It's quite simple. Bolivine, the head of the induction department, will take care of most of the process for you. I'll send him one of those emails that everyone says are so great. He'll be ready by the time you make your way down.
I guess I look forward to working for you. I'm sorry, can I be your assistant instead? I don't think the title secretary suits me.
Sure. I look forward to working with you, V.
I look forward to working with you, too.
Vidalia, Vidalia. She's a handy assistant, really. She does better than some of the security guards at bringing in and preparing the interviewees. She's a miracle worker when it comes to paperwork, and like I said during our very first interaction, her nonchalant attitude really does seem to vibe with my own. Overall, I really enjoy working with her. Maybe I'll hop into a universe with a coffee shop and start buying us frappes. Who knows? Does she like coffee?